this is the real intro now.
It's the intro, guys. It's the intro.
Yay!
With Homero. And featuring, or maybe not featuring, Crystal. Okay.
Hi, guys. Welcome back to another episode, season two, episode one of A Title to be Worked On. And because this is a new year, we're going to start off with, of course, Blackpink's concert that happened this morning, Saturday morning. Saturday night. What am I saying? Sorry, guys, I have my days off. This is what happens when you stay at home. Like, if I'm not writing it on a piece of paper, I don't know what day it is. But yeah, so we're gonna start off with that. But just before that, make sure you follow us on Instagram at AT2B.podcast and listen to us on Spotify or Apple. Podcast. Anyways, hi Crystal.
Hello.
How you doing?
Exhausted because I stayed up so late.
Actually, for us, it wasn't that bad for it being like at midnight because I was like looking on Twitter and there's people waking up at 4 in the morning, 5 in the morning, like, depending on where they are located. But, like, so I feel like
I'd rather do 4 in the morning and 5 in the morning. That's usually when I wake up anyways. Staying up till 12 is terrifying for me.
Crystal's a grandma.
I am. And tell everyone that I'm a grandma.
No, 12 o'clock is way better. I'm more alert. And then, like, I woke up at 11:30. Actually, no, I woke up at 8. It was too early, so I, like, went back to sleep.
I woke up at, I think I woke up at 8. Too. Well, like a little, maybe like half an hour before that.
I saw my
but then I actually like got up and did stuff.
If I'm not working or I'm not at school, I think it's illegal to be awake before 11.
I have responsibilities, so I can never wake up. No. Like, I actually do have responsibilities for, like, church, so.
To be honest, I'm slacking on my schoolwork, so honestly, I'm not at a good place right now.
I already started slacking on my schoolwork, too. I handed in an assignment literally, like, once in one, done doing it in one day.
Oh, guys, by the way, I'm, like, laughing from the outside but crying from the inside, you know?
Yeah. Exactly. All right.
Okay, so we both were streaming it together. And What overall would you think about it? I guess that's a question, yeah.
Well, I think it's amazing. Like any Blackpink concert. Like, I don't know why I love their concerts way more than, like, actually, like, their music. And I, like, love their music, so.
Basically, you like live performances way better than, like, listening it to tracks, is what you mean, right?
Yeah. Well, like, their performance is just, like, amazing every single time, and like the band, like I love their band, like their live band is so good.
They are, and I loved how at the end they like gave each guitar, the two guitars, piano, the drummer, their credits. That was nice.
Oh, I probably started to fall asleep at that point.
Well, they did do that.
I sort of remember it, yeah.
I gave a shout out to like the everyone on their team, even the backup dancers and everyone. But like, I thought that was great. But yeah, mm-hmm. The stage setup was pretty dope. It gave that outer space feel with the, I want to call it the like aluminum space feel, like the, you know what I'm talking about? Silver.
Yeah,
walkway, so, passage that they had.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that part is like amazing, definitely.
And then, yeah,
their stage is like so dimensional, so amazing.
Yeah,
so very well built.
It was, and I'm glad. Like, even though like this concert was supposed to happen a month ago, and it happened now, it actually turned out very nice. Like, I'm sure they added more to what they mm-hmm. would have done.
Yeah, their extra preparation too. Like, they're singing on point. They're like dancing amazing. And plus, every single time that I like in concert, I feel like Jisoo is so like much better. I always feel like she's so much better, and I'm like, oh.
She was so way good. More confident this time, I feel.
Mm-hmm.
For sure.
She really puts it all there during the performances.
I like that. Yeah. Oh, okay. What was your favorite outfit or an outfit that stood out to you?
I think it's like my favorite outfits is probably the second one. Or no, the third change. Probably is the third change. Like the ones that are more like with the jean vibe.
Okay, mine was actually, I don't want to say it's my favorite, but it was one that stood out to me, and I just liked it because I low-key want a jacket skirt. It was Rosé that was wearing it in her, it was the last set of performances.
Mm.
And it was like a crop jacket on top, white jacket, and then the skirt itself was a jacket. If that makes sense, buttoned.
I have no idea. I don't remember that. That part was when I was asleep. Yeah. Sorry. Well, like somewhat asleep. So.
Let's be honest. The main reason we watched most of this was to see Rosé's new song.
Yes. God. That's the whole reason that I wanted to do to see it and stay up for it. Like, her song. That's all I wanted.
I still think, like, the song itself was really good. Her vocals were nice. Everything was, like, beautiful. I liked how they started off with the, I guess, a video, a music video, and then they went to the actual live performance. And she was singing live anyways, but, like, they had the video, and then the stage.
Mm-hmm.
I still felt it was too short. I wanted it longer.
Yeah. But it was still so good.
Mm-hmm.
I just want to see, like, the actual music video now.
Yeah. When are they releasing it? Do you know?
I have no idea. I thought they were releasing it, like, today, but... Today for them is over, is already. It's just so over. Okay, I'm gonna actually check this out.
Yeah, but. I don't see it. But it's a great, I would say Gone is a great breakup song.
Mm.
Right? Like, I want to say it's because it's like a... It's a sad love song. It just gives breakup vibes, but it's so nice. And the chorus, like when she like goes to the main chorus, and oh, the feels, man, the feels. Definitely something I'd want to listen to live, and I love how she released it live
mm-hmm.
for the actual like song track. Because live just makes things 10 times better.
Yeah. And, like, oh, when you saw her, like, heart and soul put into it, it was just so beautiful. And it was so sad. Like, I felt like crying.
And oh, this track is also all in English. I don't think there's a single Korean word.
It's
So
English.
if you are listening, you don't know or don't listen to K-pop or Korean music, the song is very accessible for you to listen to because it's all in English.
It's like, I feel like it's still not like the normal K-pop vibe though, too.
100%.
It's definitely like her vibe. I can feel it.
You know, I was really happy that they sang "Do Do Do Do" and like all the old classic songs. I mean, it's not old, but you know, it's the first few songs that they came big
Come
with.
on, they have to. Like every
That's
K-pop
true.
group like always sings like at least their like biggest hits.
That's so true. But their ending is always good with Forever Young.
I think that was like a perfect choice for an ending song. Like for that concert at least.
When we went last year, didn't they sing that as the last song too? I'm pretty sure they did.
Did they?
I'm pretty sure they did. By the way, guys,
Probably.
we did. If you don't know, we went to the concert last with what
2 years
has it been
ago. I feel like it's 2 years ago.
a year? Yeah, things with the pandemic is really, it's
Like, it
like
feels like the year has
we just
not gone
skipped.
by, but it's like it has.
We're still stuck in 2019. That's what it is.
I'm still
Or
writing
2020.
my like the 20s for this year.
Oh my God, I said 2019. I didn't even say 2020. I legit skipped a year. It's 2021.
It's 2021, man.
Oh my God, I don't get it.
It still hasn't registered in to me. Like I was writing the date like this morning, and I keep on thinking it's 20, but it's not 20. Ugh. Man, oh, you realize all the 20 like 2,000 babies are becoming like legal, like all around the
Oh,
world.
that's so true. I mean,
Oh man.
technically, they did that in 2018.
No, like,
18 years old.
well,
What for
yeah.
the 2000 kids?
But no, like, 20, when you're 21, that means you're legal in the States as well. Like, the latest time that you could ever
True.
be legal.
Okay, yeah, that's true.
That's why I said legal all around the world.
Oh, I'm slow, bro. Damn, that's so crazy. Yeah, have you seen that TikTok where like the start, the voice is like, if you're born in the 1990s or like 1990s, even late 1990s, you're like the old generation and you're old now. And all these people went crazy because like,
What the hell?
how are we old?
Yo, why are we old?
Yeah. Oh my God, it's actually a really funny thing.
How is that old? We're still in our 20s? Come on.
Apparently we old, bro. But then
God.
there's another set of TikTok where it's like if you're born 1996 and after, then you're not considered a 1990s kid. And I was like, oh hell
What the hell?
no. No. I had a cassette, I had a boombox. I had those, the TV that they dragged into class in the trolley. That's actually good times. You know when that trolley came into your classes and
Yeah,
there'd
that
be a
means
good
you're having
class?
a fun day that day.
That day is good. We had freaking computer class where we learned how to type. Like, no, I
Do
don't
they
even
not
think
have
computer
that
classes should
now?
exist. I don't think middle school needs that because kids are typing from like 5-year-olds now, like 5 years.
Oh man, maybe they do it earlier. Like, how do you know how to type?
Okay, maybe they teach typing briefly, but maybe they're gonna start teaching them how to code, like, because if they already know how
Oh,
to type, might as
yo.
well learn how to code.
That's true. That's true.
I would do that. I would.
Man, I would love to know how to code better.
Right?
Yeah.
I think that's a better thing to teach in computer class than learning how fast someone can type.
Yeah, we've learned how to type.
Bro, remember, I don't know if you had this, like, math circus?
I don't know,
No?
probably. Like, probably
Okay.
something similar to it, at
Okay.
least.
Oh, remember I had to handwrite? I don't even think that exists anymore. Like when we had to handwrite.
It's not required, at least. That's why
Wow, that's
there was like a big deal like a few years ago, or probably more than a few years ago, but
no more handwriting.
yeah. I mean, I have a friend that doesn't even know how to read handwriting.
That's crazy to me.
Like read cursive. Yeah.
Like that I find crazy. Unless like that handwriting, the cursive that she's reading, it's really intensely cursive, you know?
Well, it was this like thing that I posted like where like if you see like this word then like or this letter or something like then you're special. But then they can't read it. So they were like, "Oh my goodness, like I don't know. I told him like the actual like letter and then he's like I can't read it 'cause he can't read cursive." And I'm like,
That's
"Oh
wild.
my gosh. That's so sad."
I mean, there's people now are so used to looking at their screens.
Like we don't need to learn. Like in my classes for school, they told me like at some point it's gonna be a job to actually read the like cursive lettering from like their old like grandmas or
That's
grandparents or whatever that had like notes like that, and I'm just like, that's so true. I can do that and I
that
can
being a
write it
job,
too.
that's
Like
actually kind of cool.
this can be my job when I'm older.
Gosh. So I started to write my notes for class because last semester I didn't write anything.
Oh, shoot.
Yeah,
Really?
because it was like not worthy of writing. I don't know. But now I'm like writing it, and my handwriting has just gotten so bad to how it was in like 2018 when I was last in school. And I'm like looking at it, and I'm like, I'm getting tired after writing a few sentences. Oh, well, I won't.
Yeah, that's because that's like I like that's what happens like when you don't like write anymore or draw anymore like I've gone through that like when I
But
went to draw
then,
again I was like I don't know what I'm doing my life is got like it's totally different.
out to Muji though. I love Muji pens. Muji pens just make me feel like I write better now. You know what I mean?
Yes, I understand.
Certain pens just do it for you.
They are
Pens, pencils,
beautiful.
whatever.
That was not an advertisement, but
But if you want to send me free Muji pen, send it. Did you end up finding it?
no. It said debut in January and like nothing else. And so like great.
Oh, guys, if you do not know what the song is, like, let me tell you, Gone is amazing. Here is, I don't think we're allowed to play it, but we're allowed to play like a few seconds of a song. So.
I think you can play it for review. I think that's what it is. But anyways, like it's like the especially like the gone part, the thing, Majig.
Yeah,
I don't know how to sing it right now. But
it's so good.
Yeah. Like the variation there is so beautiful.
Overall, I think they did a great job, especially for it being a virtual concert. They really did their best to make it feel like we're all there in a concert. I know some people had made their room into feeling like one with the lights and everything and like getting that feel.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know, hats off to the team. Y'all did great.
Yeah.
The 1.5 hours was amazing.
Yeah. I wish I could watch it again.
Honestly.
Oh. I wish I could be there in the actual concert.
Oh my god, girl. Don't we all?
Yeah.
I can't believe it's been so long since we last went. I'm so glad I went. Thank you, Crystal.
Yeah.
Guys, I just want to say there's a whole thing about me trying to go to this concert because I didn't really know these girls. Crystal and this other girl from work were really into them, and I was in my K-drama phase. I wasn't a K-pop girl. I knew about BTS. Yes, I was like, I like BTS, but not so much of like girl groups. Anyways, these guys were like, we're gonna go to a concert, you wanna come? Me, I have a thing. I will say yes to concerts most of the times because I like live performances. I think if you were to want me to like an artist, you take me to their concert. That's a good way. But anyways, so it went back and forth. Anyways, on the day of or the day before, I actually agreed and we managed to go.
Yeah, I went and drove you, like, took you all.
We drove to Hamilton. We ate food from this, what was it, like this Korean shop? I don't even know. It was like an Asian superstore.
I feel like it was Chinese. I talked to the people in Cantonese that own the shop.
I'm so sorry. I didn't want to offend anyone. Okay, Chinese store.
Yeah, there was like a Chinese store, like supermarket, across from it.
Yes, so we went there, we got some snacks, we ate snacks, then we lined up because we didn't get like my other friend, she got the access to the rehearsals and all of that, so she was always there, but we never got that pack, that type of ticket. So anyways, we lined up on time when we had to go in. Good thing we did that because you're not allowed to bring in food and we're cheap. So we ate a lot before we went into the venue because, you know, venue got triple the prices.
Yeah.
And then the concert was so good.
I'm like so sad that I didn't go like with Vivian, like our coworker.
Yeah.
Like all the way to the floor, because oh my gosh, I want to go to the floor on one of these concerts at some point.
But remember after the concert, I was like, that's it, next year I'm paying floor, I don't care.
Yeah, exactly. Like, I'll go for it. I just want to see them in person, be like close to them.
I want to breathe the same air. COVID, no COVID.
Man, but, if only.
Yeah, it was amazing. It was an amazing night. Great. It was my first Korean concert to go to. Actually, the only Korean concert to go to. Because sadly, shit happened. And all my concerts just went
COVID.
Anyway. Honestly, I cried. I legit cried the day BTS concert was supposed to happen. I was crying because, man, the struggle to get those tickets. I was all the way in India when I bought the tickets. Oh, it was real. Struggle was real. But whatever. Anyways, if you haven't, well, eventually you will see these performances all over social media. You probably have seen it already. So go check Blackpink's performances. I don't know. And, like, tell us what you liked on our Instagram page at at2b.podcast. Listen to us on Spotify and Apple Podcasts. And by the way, guys, just a heads up, we kind of changed things up and we'll be doing an episode per month now. So because we both are tied up with school and work and other things, it'll be an episode per month. So see you in a month, guys, and take care and let us know what you thought about the concert. Bye.
Bye.